You are now listening to The Invited Podcast with Cedric Harris and Tia McClain. You've officially been invited.
Welcome to The Invited Podcast. This is the final episode. My dog is here today. This is the final episode of season two. And it's been a while since Cedric and I have just kind of talked and caught up and filled our listeners in on our lives and talked about just what's going on in the world.
I know, right?
Oh, you're so cute.
I know, right? It has been a minute. I apologize. I'm slightly distracted because Tia's dog is on my lap right now. We usually have him chained up, but
chained up.
Tia didn't want to do that today. So anywho,
wow.
But it has been a minute. The last time you and I just talked and chopped it up, the listeners could hear, was probably back in April. We've gone through a whole season since then. Several real seasons: spring, summer, fall. Now we're going into winter.
Yes.
A lot has changed, a lot of new developments. So Tia, man, go ahead, let the people know what has been up with you since April of 2021.
Is that the last time we did a check-in?
Yeah, I just said that.
I guess I wasn't listening to you.
Wow.
April 2021. So what has happened?
You had a birthday since then.
I did. I had a birthday. I'm 27 years old now. So I'm in my 27th chapter. Next year is my golden birthday. And I just thought about that. 28 on the 28th. And I have to go big for that. That may be bigger than 30.
No.
No, because not everyone gets a golden birthday.
Everyone will. Right? I turn 8 on the 8th.
Not everyone gets to celebrate their golden birthday. Because it's like, oh, my first birthday, my 5th. Like,
I went hard when I turned 8.
What you do?
I had a party.
Nothing at all. But okay, so yes, I had a birthday. I guess most recent adjustment, I passed a test that I kept talking about. And I was like,
hold on. You can't just graze over that. What test? What test?
The counseling exam, where I was like, you know, I need to take the test if I want to move forward to become a counselor.
So you passed the test? So you can become a counselor?
Passed the test.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's next? Are you going to become a counselor?
So that is still not in my immediate plan. So we talked about this, I think, first episode about plan happenstance, where you set yourself up for whatever opportunity you want to have in the future. Mm-hmm. So even though my goal right now is not to be a therapist or a counselor at this moment, now that I've taken the exam, it's within my 5-year span. And I can also now work towards that if I continue to do it. But I just signed up for an HR class. So that's what I'm actually working on right now. So I have my exam done. That's good. It's sitting in the pocket if I want to come back to it. But right now I'm focusing on human resources. And that's, I already do a lot of that with the work that I do, but I want to add some more qualifications to my resume, and my job is paying for a large portion of it. So that's my next step.
Two questions. How yes, hard sir. Was the test that you took, and how hard is the HR stuff that you're doing, I guess, now?
Well, hard. A lot of it, I think, was stuff that I had learned that I needed to just like refresh on. It was a very long exam. I was doing it for like 3+ hours.
It's like ACT or GRE.
Exactly. Yes, exactly like that. So not like, I wouldn't say quote unquote hard, but it definitely had me thinking. I don't think there's ever a time where if a test gives you the option to review your questions, I've gone back and reviewed every single question. I actually did that. So I reviewed the 200 questions, after answering. So glad that's done. And then the HR, I have not started yet, but okay. I've signed up for it. So I'll be doing that in January.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah. But, you have some new things that are going on, but what's actually been happening since, April.
Let's see. I went on a few trips.
Okay.
Went to a wedding. Shout out to my homie Jeremy. He got married in May.
I was there.
Oh, where are you?
I was.
So that was a lovely wedding in Austin.
That was beautiful.
Also went on a trip with my family. My mom turned 60 this year.
Woo, woo, come on.
So we went to Destin, Florida. The whole fam. That was cool.
Nice.
went to Chicago for a wedding. Shout out Marcy and Montel. They got married. So, you know, doing a little jet setting, not as much as
congrats
I used to.
Congrats to everyone.
What else been going on? So previously I talked about how I got a new job, right?
You did.
And yeah. I was like, I think on the last one, I was like, ah, this job is okay for now. It's a right now job, but I know it's not a job I want to do forever.
Okay.
Forever has ended more Whoa. Quickly. So I actually have another new job.
Hold on. How long were you at this job?
So actually, by the time I quit, mm-hmm. I would have been there for 9 months. I started on March 1st and my last day would be December 2nd.
Because you knew that that was no longer serving you and serving your purpose in life. And so you moved on from that.
Yeah, it just wasn't what I expected. It was kind of boring. I didn't feel like I was having a big impact mm-hmm. or doing. It just wasn't for me. And then I kind of took a lot of advice that we got from a lot of our guests, right?
Okay.
A lot of people pivoted in many different directions, yeah. in many different times, had multiple careers,
yeah.
had multiple interests, and really took chances and explored what they might like. And mm-hmm. the only way you do that is through experiences sometimes. So yeah. I was
Follow
just,
cloud.
Yeah, exactly. Like Whitney said, speaking of Whitney, we're going to be coworkers. So like,
look at that.
Yeah, you know, full circle. So like, yeah, it'll be at a tech company and doing some client management. So completely different industry. I've been in like benefits, insurance, healthcare type stuff since I started. Since I graduated college, really. But mm-hmm. yeah, completely different industry.
So we're growing in multiple ways.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm trying, you know. So Come this on. Just came off of LinkedIn Easy Apply. So apply to those because it's all of a 5-minute application.
That's some good advice because I often skip easy apply things.
Man,
or in my past, I haven't applied for anything in a long time, but
I love a good easy apply because it's so easy. That's how I got this current job that I have and my upcoming job, both off LinkedIn easy applies.
So maybe I need to I need to suggest those more often. I'm always like, no, just go do the full application.
Yes, the great resignation. You know, 50% of people are trying to quit their jobs right now.
Yes.
So a lot of jobs need people. And, you know, they people don't want to apply, fill out a long application. So easy applies. A lot of companies are doing it. And
yeah,
I've gotten a few calls back on the easy applies. So sometimes it's not, you know, really what you want because you're not really thinking about the application because it is so easy. But mm-hmm. this one just so happened to hopefully turn out right. We'll see. I'll check back in a few months and let y'all know if it's time for another new job or if we're rolling with this one for a minute.
It's definitely a job seeker's market at this moment. So along with new job, you talked about a few things that you've done, a few places you traveled.
Yeah.
Love was in the air. People were getting married. talk about what's happening in life at the moment. So I guess what happened this last weekend for you?
This last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No, I'm just joking. One of the homies, shout out. We have a friend named Cedric and yes. His lovely girlfriend Kiara. They mm-hmm. had a housewarming.
They did.
Attended their lovely newly built house in the heart of Dallas. So
very, very beautiful. Yes.
I dog sat for a friend. So shout out my homie, the dog Olivia is her name.
Okay.
A pit mix with a lot of energy. So we went on a lot of walks. I'm met my rings, my stand goal, my exercise, my move goal every day.
Oh, she was getting you up and out.
Hey man, we're going on 3-mile walks.
What do you do during the 3-mile walk? You just
walk. I listen to some music. Yeah, man.
What you listening to?
So the Silk Sonic album just came out. Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. It came out with Friday. So I was listening to that. Gave it a lot of run. It's only 30 minutes, so you're able to run it back.
Oh, it's short.
It's like 9 songs. So I was able to run it back a few times. I was vibing with that.
It's probably actually not short, but we're used to people now putting 20 track albums out.
Hard pass.
We don't need all of that.
Hard pass. And then also on the walks, I listened to like, it was a lot of anniversaries this week of like old projects I loved. So like, it was like the 11 year anniversary of J. Cole's Friday Night Lights dropping. Mm-hmm. So I had to run that whole thing back.
That's on Take Care.
Take Care was yesterday. So I had to run that whole thing back. I think that was a 10-year anniversary, so I love doing that on little anniversary days. But but yeah, so recently, that's what's happened, you know. Nothing too major, just chilling. What'd you do this past weekend?
Past weekend, my cousin was in town, so we just kind of took her out to see Dallas. She's been here before, but never has, like, really, really been out. Went to a wine bar, Black-owned. It's in downtown.
What's it called?
I think it's called Wine Lounge. I'm going to look it up and make sure I actually have the right name later. But that was a nice little spot. I went to go see Set It Off Live. And y'all, I think I was probably the youngest person in there. My boyfriend and I are probably the youngest people in there. Definitely a lot of aunties and uncles. I'm so happy that I went. I love plays, first of all. Set It Off is my movie.
Do you love plays?
Yeah, I love plays.
What are the plays have you been to?
In my life?
Yeah.
The last one I went to was called Sunday Candy. Or was it called Penny Candy? But
you didn't
love
it that much.
We had this thing called a pandemic. So, you know, you're kind of unable to, you know, go to large events. So,
gotcha.
But no, I love plays. And it was an interesting adaptation of the actual movie. They made some changes that I think fit better on a stage because some things you just can't do. But it was funny. DeBrat was like the comedy. I think he has a interesting future, the director. He's kind of like redoing all the 90s films. I don't know how he has rights to do that, but go ahead, get your money. So yeah, play. Saw Alina Baraz concert at the House of Blues. We got upgraded to VIP.
How y'all get upgraded to VIP?
We were in the crowd. So I'm one of those people that I don't like to maneuver through crowds. If I'm going to a concert, I'm going to just stick somewhere. But every time I'm with someone, they want me to come with them. So I end up walking through people. They get us to a good spot. So we're in the crowd. We didn't walk through a bunch of people. And my cousin's friend was like, hey, come over here to VIP. We have tickets. I don't know what's going on. So I just go. And so long story short, an older gentleman was like, hey, if you have people who want to come in, I have 4 extra spots. And so I guess the Black woman saw us and she chose us. And we were able to relax and sit down at VIP and watch Alina. The show was very calm and peaceful. Alina just be up there. She don't be doing nothing. Just singing.
Just standing.
Just standing. She moves her arms like a little bit. But she has 2 dancers, like not strippers, but like strippers, but they're just dancers. And so that's pretty much what the show is. But it was very, very sultry, very relaxing. I enjoyed that. I did almost lose my cousin's friend's car key. That was a bit of a not fun thing at the end of the night to go find it, but we found it.
Where was it?
So apparently you can't bring purses into House of Blues or something. It has to be either see-through or like a certain size. And so we all left our purses at home and my jacket had a bunch of pockets. And so she gave me her wallet. She gave me her key. I didn't know she gave me her car key. I thought she just had given me her wallet. So as we're going through the security check, I put everything into the bucket. And then I'm walking through, I'm picking all my stuff up and I see a key fob. I'm like, oh, I think someone left their key here. And so I walk off, I leave. So that at the end of the night, that's when I found out that she did give me her key. She was like, hey, where's my key? And I was like, what? So yeah, we definitely had to drive back up there really quickly. They were closed. People were leaving. The manager was just about to leave.
And he had it?
He had it. Okay. I was about to have to help her pay for the key fob. That would have been not fun because that's going to be very expensive. But that was my weekend. And that cake bar. Cake bar is one of my favorite places. It's Black owned. Get the strawberry cake if you come to Dallas. So yeah. Oh, and I watched Insecure. Do you watch that?
I do watch it. This was episode 4 we're talking about. It was kind of dry to me.
This one, okay. I'm sorry.
It was a filler.
This was definitely a filler episode.
Spoiler alert before we get into it for the listener. If you haven't watched yet, we're about to get into episode 4. Or just the whole season overall.
The whole season. Oh, we have to discuss last week's episode. 3. I was actually crying, y'all.
All right. So what was episode 3 and why were you crying?
So episode 3 was, her name is not Condoleezza, Condola, was when she had the baby. So the episode starts with Lawrence at dinner. He literally is like, oh, shoot, my baby was just born. While he was on a date. And so I've been literally having an argument with everybody about this episode. I don't understand how people are saying she's not giving him the space to be a dad. What do you think? Because I see your mouth curving.
I agree with that statement. I mean, he was trying to be involved in mm-hmm. the best way that he could, and then he was trying to learn and navigate how. But it seemed like she didn't really want to relinquish control of the child in that mm-hmm. situation. But also it seemed like, now, she wasn't bitter, but she wanted help, but didn't want to really allow for the help that was being offered.
I can understand that. I think, so I don't have children, but I think a lot of people who don't have kids see that and don't really understand what it's like to give this human being away to somebody who's not showing you what they're supposed to be showing you.
What else could he have shown?
So I think in the episode, he was supposed to come down and he canceled last minute. And it was just an example of what women have to go through after having a baby versus what men have to go through after having a baby. Like they literally did the split side-by-side scream. And Lawrence is living his best life. Condola is up middle of the night crying baby. And so he has the freedom and the privilege to cancel because work. She cannot cancel on her baby because of work. And so when you do now have the freedom to come back, okay, now I can come play with my son, it doesn't feel okay, because I don't know if I can trust you the same way I trust myself to make sure my son's going to be.
It's not right. Even her son, it's their son.
Also. It's their son, but he's not there. He's a part-time dad. And I'm not saying he's a bad dad, but he is part-time.
But yeah, they're not together. I mean, and I'm not saying it's so like, it'd be different if they were together, because I mean, he would be there like literally all the time. So even if they lived in the same, well, one, they don't live in the same city. So it's right. Even harder.
Very difficult. And I think the episode was just a reminder of don't have babies with people that you're not with, and don't have babies until you're not ready.
That's a fact.
Until you're ready.
Yeah. That's that co-parenting, depending on who you're co-parenting with, is really ghetto. Right. So yeah, be careful, guys. have safe practices, safe encounters with individuals, and use your brain.
Use your brain.
You gotta use your brain.
Man, no, that was a good episode. 4 was a filler. I think they're getting into some more meat and potatoes. Like, I forgot Nathan had like a mental health issue, yeah. So they kind of brought that back up. It was a funny episode with the Jason Derulo. Like, that was funny.
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's about to be over. It's only like 6 more weeks. I think they said the last episode would be like the day after Christmas or something like that. So
how do you feel, or like, what do you think Insecure has done for the Black community?
What has it done?
Or like, just, like, what does it mean to you or to us?
Well, to me, it's entertainment. it hasn't done much for me. But no, I do think it's a relatable show to all young people, 20s, 30s. One, finding their way in careers. You've seen a lot of pivots in careers there, like we talked about on this show. Relationships. Mm-hmm. Some people just serve a season of your life.
Yeah.
Some are for the long haul. But it's kind of like being able to discern and decide that and trying to navigate that. And also, I think just fulfillment. I think a lot of, in just different spaces in the characters' lives, they're trying to find purpose and fulfillment, really.
Yeah.
And just being, quote unquote, happy. Yeah. I think it's kind of painted the picture, like shown that, you know, everyone has happiness in different ways, different seasons. And it kind of, it's like ebbs and flows, right? And you should go eat somewhere called Ebb and Flow.
But, I did.
But no, it's like, it's just like kind of relatable, because we're all kind of going through the same thing. And it's just how life is, just ups, downs, highs, lows, mm-hmm. ebbs, flows. You know how it goes.
Shut up. For me, this show was everything. Issa started on YouTube. My sister and I used to watch her series called Awkward Black Girl. I don't even want to dig too deep in how big that is overall, to display or to focus on the awkward Black girl when that's not the image that's portrayed. That's not an image that you would see, you know, in mainstream, or that's celebrated or that's talked about. So that was, you know, that can be relatable for one. And then to watch her blossom from this YouTube series, which was great, until, you know, into an HBO show, and then a HBO show made by Black people for Black people. Like you said, super relatable, just the topics for 20 and 30 somethings who have not figured out life yet. I think she wrote the show, and of whoever is her like supporting writer, they wrote the show so well. I'm going to miss it for sure. Even like the short little episodes, I'm going to miss it. But I know Issa's going to do great and amazing things after.
Yeah, she's talked about a few projects she's working on right now, a couple shows, a couple scripted joints. So she's on a couple things I've listened to. She's on The Breakfast Club recently and The Etceteras podcast, which is hosted by The Etceteras podcast. It's hosted by Kevin Durant, if you know who that is.
Wow.
You know who that is?
Yes. Okay. I know sports.
Yeah. Kevin Durant and his friend Eddie Gonzalez, but she was on there just talking about how she doesn't want her new show. She doesn't want people to compare it to Insecure. She doesn't want to make it too similar. Mm-hmm. She wants to make it completely different, have its own life, have its own breath. But she knows inevitably people will compare it, but she wants it to live on its own, have its own legs and things like that. So
yeah.
She's out here doing it.
What was I gonna say? This is a random note. When you said ebb and flow, I ate at a place called Ebb and Flow for brunch over the weekend. And this place is in Deep Ellum. And so we found out through social media that Rihanna was in Deep Ellum.
And ASAP Rocky.
But Rihanna was in Deep Ellum. And that was just crazy to me. There's just a lot going on that weekend. Have you ever had a celebrity spotting?
I did, actually, earlier this year.
Who?
I was at this bar called Moxie's Sports Bar.
Moxie's be having, I'm sorry.
And so me and a couple of the homies were watching the Dallas Mavericks game, and the Mavericks, they were in the playoffs. They were playing the LA Clippers, and we were there. The Mavericks lost, Clippers won. And we were just in there chilling after the game, eating, grabbing a couple drinks. Next thing you know, DeMarcus Cousins, he plays for Clippers. He's 6'11", big old dude. He walks in, and then his teammates, Terrence Mann, is right next to him. They got the warm ups on. I'm like, oh, that's they were just on the TV. And then next thing you know, the Morris twin, I forgot which one plays for the Clippers. Markieff or Marcus, I don't know. One of the Morris twin walks in. He walks right by him. That's a good game, man. He said, appreciate it.
I'm cracking. He was like, what can I say?
And Damon Jones, he used to play in the NBA. He's a coach for the Clippers. He walked in. Yogi Ferrell, he played for the Clippers. He walked in.
I know.
But it's cool. They're all sitting at different spots. Like they were all like just eating with friends or family. There's one table of girls right behind us. There's like eight of them, and they're all baddies. And like
all baddies.
And so like as we were watching the game, like dude after dude after dude after dude would try to go talk to them, and they would get rejected. They all walk away with a little sad face.
Basketball players?
No, like regular
people. Regulars.
But then that is because they're waiting on the basketball players. They came straight to that table, started buying shots, drinks, everything.
Oh, so they eventually went over to the girls, the basketball players.
The basketball players. Yeah, I'm saying when they walked in, they went straight to the girls.
Oh, they were there for them.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And then JJ Redick, he played for the Mavs. He just retired, actually. But like he's one of my favorite college players ever. Mm-hmm. He went to Duke. The sweatshirt I'm wearing right now for those watching on YouTube. And he played for the Mavs. He has a really good podcast. Like one of my favorite podcasts, too. Okay. So that's the only one I actually went up and got spoke to. He was sitting eating dinner with his homie. And I said, hey, JJ, what's up, man? I said, I just want to say, man, I said, I've been a fan for a long time. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the podcast. And get help. He's hurt. He's injured. I said, yeah, good. Hey, I hope you get healthy soon. He said, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That was very nice.
You know, I didn't want to bother people while they eat. So I just like kept it quick, short. And I ain't asked for no pitch, nothing like that. I ain't no groupie. But yeah,
that was very, very nice.
But yeah, so like celebrities have been, you know, all over, and a lot of has happened in the celebrity world. I don't keep up with the celebrity world at all, but a lot has happened.
Old, y'all.
But a lot has happened in just 2021 overall. And I know we kind of talked about what we, because we started the podcast at the beginning of 2021. We recorded our first episode in January. Here it is, November.
Aww.
And we talked about some things we want to see in 2021 for ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Now it's time to reflect on it. So, like, how do you rate your 2021? Like, what was your 2021 like? Or could you summarize it in some words, a sentence? What was 2021 like for Tia?
2021 was, I feel like roller coaster is a bit extreme, but it was interesting for sure. I don't even know where I want to start. It was just very interesting. Moved into a new place. Rekindled a relationship. Raised at work. You know,
big
start
money.
Bigger. I wouldn't say big, but bigger. Starting a new, you know, career endeavor. Joey's on Cedric's lap right now. Started a new career endeavor. I would say I feel like I've noticed growth in myself.
In what ways?
Don't be trying to ask me no specifics.
What? What I mean? All right, you just grew.
I'm just playing. You know, like when you have a birthday, people say, do you feel older? Of course not. But I actually feel like I can think about a time where Tia wouldn't have thought like this, or Tia wouldn't have done this. Mm-hmm. So it feels good. Maybe it is the 27. I really do feel a little different about how I navigate situations and how comfortable I am with myself. Well, I always was a talker, but just how I assert myself in certain spaces. So I feel like life is only going to continue to go up from here. I'm very excited about what's next.
Well, that's lovely. You love to see it.
I would rate 2021 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay.
What would you rate it and why?
Oh, okay. You got to flip it back on me.
Of course.
Maybe about a... See, I don't want to take your answer. I was going to say a 7, but 7.
You can say 7, but why though?
I feel like it was a solid year, but I don't feel like it's a spectacular year. The reason I say that is I feel like in 2020, despite like the pandemic and things like that, it was a bad year for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like a huge self-development year. I feel like I grew a lot.
Yeah.
And that, like, in a number of ways, like you said, I learned a lot more. I read a lot. I exercised a lot more.
Yeah.
Cooked a lot more.
Come on.
Saved a lot of, like, did budgeting and things like that. But for like 2021, maybe it's because I was already doing those things, but I didn't see like a huge like spike in anything that I was doing. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like if anything, I was doing less of everything I just said, reading less, exercising less,
yeah,
cooking less, things like that. So like, all in all, I feel like it was a good year.
Yeah.
But I feel like next year is going to be better. I feel like this, like, you know, like in sports, right? You might have a bad shooting night, I think, or like not even a bad shooting night, but you might have a night that's up to par to your standards.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be 2021. Like, you played an all right game, but you know you can score more. So
that kind of reminds me. So I just watched this movie, very funny, on Hulu. There was a couple that just got married, and then the like bridesmaid and groom, the bridesmaid was like, I hope this is the worst day of your life. And she was like, think about it. She was essentially saying, this is such an amazing time, but your life is only going to get better. Like, I hope this is the worst day of your life. It's so good. I hope your life only gets 10,000 times better. So maybe that was that.
Yeah. Like J. Cole says, funny how my old highs are suddenly my new lows.
Come on.
So yeah, we'll see. And so like you said, 2021 overall, 7 out of 10. But also, we birthed a new child. We have the invited podcast. So what do you think about, what did you think the invited podcast is going to be before we started? And how do you feel about where it is now and where it will continue to go?
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about how we started. I think we're going to continue to get more and more guests who are excited to be on the show, you know, versus what is this? Of course I'll do it, but what is it? So I'm hoping that's what happens. You know, people who are excited and interested in talking with us, hoping for a larger audience, more listeners, more engagement, because we like to, you know, engage with our listeners and be able to get your feedback and get your, you know, viewpoint on certain things. I'm happy with how it's grown so far. Just listening to how we started off, listening to the like comfortability, the questions, and just different things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and to point out, you know, highlight one thing, people are trying to get on the pod. I get requests all the time.
Okay.
I post something, someone DM me, "Hey man, you need me on the pod, bro." I don't even know what they, I don't even know what I need them for. But you know what?
That is true. I have had an ask. Okay.
Well, like even I was at this bar one time with one of my friends, and the friend was telling this stranger about our podcast. It was like, "Hey, you should really go on there." So I was in the bathroom and talking about this. I come out and I'm like, she's like, "Oh man, this guy is so cool. You should have him on your pod." He's like, "Yo, I'd love to come on." I was like, What do you do? He's like, "Yo, I used to play in the NBA for a few years."
Oh, not this story.
Right. I'm a lawyer currently, have my own consulting firm. Mm-hmm. I do a little personal training on the side too, like you know, fitness training.
He does it all.
And I was like, "Oh, you used to play in the NBA?" He said, "Yeah." I was like, "What teams did you play for?" He said, "I played for the Mavs for a little bit. I played for the Magic." Oh, he's in the NBA for 7 years and played overseas. I was like, "Oh, cool." So we exchanged contact information, put his number in my phone. I said, "Oh, what?" And I was just still talking to him. Like, "What school did you go to?" He said, "He went to OU." I said, cool. So I go home. I Google this man. Can't find nothing. Can't find a thing. I'm typing. I'm searching. I'm like, man.
Did you like spell his name wrong?
Well, first he put his name in my phone incorrectly.
He spelled his own name wrong.
Yes. So then I asked my friend, because I think he's trying to hit on my friend. And so I asked my friend for his Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was, I got the correct last name, still nothing. Typed in basketball. I typed in, I'm not going to say the man name.
Right, please don't.
Typed in such and such basketball, such and such OU, such and such Magic, such and such Mavericks, nothing. Found his LinkedIn. This man ain't no lawyer. This man ain't nothing.
What did he do?
He said he has his own consulting firm.
What did he actually do?
He said he has his own consulting firm with no website. I tried to Google the consulting firm, no website.
How do I book an appointment, sir?
So just to let y'all know, we do screen all the people that come on this show.
Background.
They're all legit. They are all legit. All the guests have been great. Is there anyone that surprised you? Is there any like guests going into the interview, you had an expectation, but then once the interview happened, you're like, "Wow, that's not what I expected."
Let me show you. I'm gonna take it back to first season if that's fine. I told him in the interview, I was like, when we talked to Kyron.
Yeah.
Kyron Harrell, so comedian from season one. Just how many layers he has. And that's probably my silly bias about people being very young. But he did really surprise me. And I was like, "Man, you have so many layers." He was so interesting to talk to, so intelligent. So clever. Like, that's how you become a good comedian, is to be clever, but also to be very, very smart. And so it was just really nice talking to him about his journey and all that he does, and how he has such a like eclectic and diverse group of people around him that help him to just think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So I think I would go with Kyron.
Okay. I think for me, I'll probably go with Darion. Okay. Our most recent guest.
Okay.
Because like he said in the interview, what he is on TV is what he is in real life. Mm-hmm. I can really feel that. He's like cool, but you could tell like he really loves what he does.
Yeah.
But then like he is who he is. And that's what makes him good at what he does. Versus some people, you know, try to be a different person in the workplace or feel the need to, you know, quote unquote code switch or whatever the case may be. Like, he can still be professional and be himself.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him authentic. And that's what makes him like resonate with so many of the viewers and listeners and things like that. So I think his was super cool too.
I loved his episode. And I put that into like the caption. I feel like that was such an amazing way to end off season two. Just such a big personality. Yeah. Really, really fun. And speaking of code switching, I feel like that's also something that I've kind of grown with just in my life overall, the the feeling like you need to be a certain way in a like professional or corporate setting. I definitely feel like I'm much more of, this is who I am. I'm gonna talk about this. I'm gonna joke about that. Of course, I may speak a little differently. Like, I'm not gonna say the same exact things at work that I would say to a friend. But you know, just I think that's something that happens with a lot of people. When you get to a certain age, you are gonna be yourself at all times. Yeah. You know, life is short, and this is me.
Hey, speak on it.
Nah. I read a really random question for you.
Yeah.
Chloe Bailey. So you know, Chloe and Halle, they were signed. I don't know if they're signed to Beyonce or what, or she's just her mentor. But people have compared her to Beyonce, like being our generation's Beyonce. What do you think about that?
No comparison.
No comparison.
No. Chloe, she's cool, but I don't understand why that's a discussion, but hey.
Okay. So tell me more about that response.
Well, I don't listen to her music for real, so I don't really know too much about it. Like, I've listened to Beyonce's music. She has some bops, mm-hmm. as the kids say. But no, I don't listen to Chloe's music, so I can't really say how she could be a Beyonce if I don't listen to her music. She has nothing at the top of the charts.
Ooh.
She's not like, she doesn't have like those singles that resonate with the people. Although people do consume music a lot differently than they did when Beyonce was coming up and rose to the top. Like, everything was like radio heavy and things like that. People don't like consume in the same way because there's so much music with streaming and things like that.
Yeah.
But same time, I never heard a hit record. She does have like the little sex appeal thing. I went through a phase in which I had a little obsession.
Yeah, Cedric was
a little crush. I have a new crush though. Ooh. So Taylor Rooks, if you're listening,
is
I'm coming for you.
She a basketball player?
Nah, she's a sports like journalist.
Okay, I was close, sports.
Yeah, so Taylor Rooks, if you're listening, I'm coming for you. Diving the DMs day after day. No, I'm just joking. but Chloe, she cool, but people, it's okay for people to be themselves. You don't have to compare someone to everyone. It's okay for people to be them, mm-hmm. and just be them. Be good at who they are.
Do you think that happens more often with Black people, that they have to be compared, like there's only space for one?
I was going to start talking before I thought about the...
Thank you for pausing.
I don't know. It might be because... just comparisons in general, that I feel like if someone is good, you feel the need to try to fit them in a box. Because, you know, greatness overall, like if you're at the top of the top, there is only so many people that can fit into that box. But if you see someone that's also that great, you don't understand that they are creating their own box, their own lane, versus trying to like fit them into something that's already great. Like Drake, for example, he was so unique that people couldn't put him into a box.
The only comparison that I've heard for Beyonce and Drake was Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. So like, if someone is that great, they have their own box. But if someone's just like right under it, they try to put them into like different boxes.
Yeah.
But it's okay to be yourself. Like, I don't want to be the next, you know, Will Smith. I want to be the first Cedric Harris, you know. Well, my dad's name is Cedric Harris, but anyway, the first Cedric Christopher Harris, you know. So
I feel that, and I wish I knew. No, actually, I don't. I was gonna say, because you said Will Smith, I thought about him and Jada and their drama, but I don't even know enough to even dig into that. And I don't even want to. It's real sad. All I keep hearing is that she just keep embarrassing Will.
I'm about to order his book. He's like one of my favorite people. So
is he writing? Well, I'm sure.
So that's where all the headlines and things are coming from, like excerpts from his book, or like interviews he's doing to do like press release and.
What, the book got her comments in there?
No, but like I don't know. There's a lot of headlines. I don't know. I haven't read the book, so it might have some things she says in there, or it might be him just saying things that she said. But there are been a lot of headlines recently about him wanting to commit suicide at one point, or him wanting to kill his father at one point, and things like that. But I think a lot of those are coming from the book. So I think it's important with anything, especially in this day and age, context matters. So instead of just reading the headline, we have to go to the source. So I'm going to the source, reading the book about my man Will.
Yeah, that's so real, because they literally do that to you on purpose.
Clickbait.
It's clickbait. Ah. They will try to trick you and tell you something is what it's not. But I didn't even want to do that. I was going to talk about the baby and Danny Lay. I don't even want to get that energy.
Let's not. I do have one more question for you,
please,
about the podcast.
Ask away.
So T and I have been friends for what, over 10 plus years. We know each other very well. But I think, well, for me, I've gotten to know T in a different way working with her. We have very different working styles.
We do.
Very different communication styles. What's one thing that you've learned about me that you didn't know previously? Or several things. Look at her face. She's about to go in on me.
I'm just playing. No, I'm not. But literally just what you said. So we have very different working styles. Very different working styles. So that Cedric, like I imagine most men to be, kind of procrastinate a little bit.
I'm a huge procrastinator. I have no shame in my game.
So if I'm like, why wouldn't you have, you know, worked on this until blank? But in his mind, it's like, it's going to be done like before it's supposed to be done. So we have a different schedule. We've communicated and talked about it. And just that you have to respect and express your needs when it comes to everything.
Yeah. Tia thinks she always right. So
I've been told, and I'm trying to work on being always right.
Or what are you trying to work on?
Trying to work on moving away from the fact that the way I do things is the right way, and that maybe other people.
So it's a fact that the way you do things is the right way.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely joking, but I really do feel like I view things in a really logical sense. And I'm like, why would you not do it in that way? But I have to release that. I literally was talking to my boyfriend yesterday about that. I was like, I have to release the need to try and push my way upon people, because, you know, people have different ways of doing things, and that's, let them live their life. If someone asks you for help, you offer, but don't, you know, feel like the way you do it has to be the right way.
Speaking of growth, what are you looking forward to in 2022 though? We've talked about, we reflected on the past. What are we looking forward to in the future?
Let me think. What am I looking most forward to in the next year?
Yeah.
I feel like you should go first on this one, because I just answered some things and I have to.
What you just answered? I don't remember.
I just answered what I've learned about our working style.
I mean, I answer the same questions, but okay, whatever. I can go first. 2022. Let's see.
You didn't answer that one, but go ahead.
I mean, I answered it. I didn't answer it first, but I still gave an answer.
Fine.
Anywho. 2022, mm-hmm. Like I was saying before I was interrupted.
Shut up.
I'm actually starting a new job, so looking forward to doing that. Okay. I'm starting it in 2021, but really going to restart in 2022. So looking forward to that, where that takes me, how I would like it, what new skills I will learn from it, mm-hmm. how I will grow, how that experience will just help me grow overall, both professionally and personally.
Okay.
Excuse me. Looking forward to traveling a lot more. I would say.
Where you want
to
go?
Well, I have a couple trips planned.
Okay.
Martin Luther King weekend, going on a cabin trip to Broken Bow, Oklahoma. So Broken Bow is like 3 hours north of Dallas. And like in my old job, all my friends in my job used to be like, oh, my friends and I are getting a cabin at Broken Bow this weekend. My friends and I are getting a cabin at Broken Bow this weekend. Then my brother and his wife, they went twice this year alone. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to that with the homies. Shout out Kiara. She put together a trip. So we're doing a friend's trip.
Our boat trip too.
Yeah, that's a fact. Planners to plan. But we're doing a friend's trip to Broken Bow, Martin Luther King weekend. So that should be fun. We're going to
so excited.
Cook and play games and drink a little bit. And they have a hot tub and all type of stuff. So
this
it should be fun.
Be lit.
It's going to be like one of those movies. We should record it.
Oh, we are. Me and Kiara already talked about it.
Okay, it's going to be like a camera somewhere.
I have a little hidden camera.
It's going to be like a reality show. So then that, and I'm going to maybe Jamaica in June. Two of the homies are turning 30 within a week of each other, and they're talking about doing that. They've been talking to the travel agent, so I'm just waiting on them to give me the dates, the prices, so I can, you know, make the arrangements.
Make it happen.
Going to LA in July for a family reunion. So my family, they do a reunion every 2 years. Every 2 years is a different location. And so it's supposed to be in 2020, but the pandemic hit.
So are they picking a location, or you pick somewhere where family, like you have family in LA?
No. So we vote on it at the reunion. So okay. Whatever reunion we're at, we vote on it. Mm-hmm. A few people throw out ideas, and then as a family, we'll vote. So like my grandpa was one of 15 kids. So every year, our reunions are like 100 something people. Mm-hmm. I meet new cousins every time, because depending on where it is geographically, different people can make it in different places. Sometimes we pick a host city where there are people located. Mm-hmm. Like some people want to host. I remember one year, somebody, we're about to vote, and somebody's like, I want to host in my home city of Detroit. I'm like, man, ain't nobody trying to go to Detroit.
Nobody want to go? Oh, sorry, but, Sarah.
But we did end up going to Detroit that year. It's what I expected of Detroit. But then sometimes like LA, I think I have a cousin lives in Compton, but I don't think they on the, we have like a, there's like a board. I do, but there's like a board, like a committee.
A family reunion? Y'all are official. A committee
that helps, like, you know, treasure, things like that. They help plan things and stuff. So
your family got a family reunion committee board with a treasurer?
I mean, somebody
got
to plan a reunion for 100 people. The hotel we stay at, something that's affordable, but not raggedy.
No, that's great that y'all do that.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be 2020, because in 2018 we went to Myrtle Beach, and that's when we voted to go to LA in 2020. Mm-hmm. The pandemic hit. Instead of hitting 2021, because we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, let's put it out 2 years so it remain consistent. So
be safe.
Doing that. And I was just talking to our good friend Alexis. She wants to plan another friends trip sometime next year as well.
We really should, because we talked about how we went to the wedding. That was so fun. Yeah,
so TBD. Mm-hmm. And then what else in 2022? I want to read a book a month. So I want to read 12 books next year at least. I will start my investing journey next year.
Gonna get on your dub status.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, things like that. So those are few things that came to mind. So since I gave you, I was trying to give you enough time to think, because I was trying to, you know, prolong my answer so your brain will start working. So let me know what you think about 2022.
Tia, who has grown, no longer plans her response while the other person is talking.
Oh, you actively listen.
I'm actively listening. I'm engaged.
Gotcha.
So now my brain is free to think. Wow. So what do I want in 2022? I want...
You want it all and then some.
I want it all and then some. I don't know why I just randomly thought about the Proud Family reboot. If y'all didn't know, the Proud Family has a reboot coming out in February 2022. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay. I did see the trailer for that. It looks pretty fire.
That's my childhood. That's nostalgia. That has my heart. I quote Proud Family to this day. I sing it to this day. I can watch any episode and I know it. Like, that feels good to have a little reboot. Okay. But back to me. So I'm looking forward to getting the HR stuff out the way, adding it to my resume, getting more qualifications under my belt. Looking forward to my golden birthday, like I said. I want to travel more as well. Don't have any trips planned except for the log cabin trip just yet.
Do you have any where do you want to travel to? You have any destinations in mind?
I've never been abroad, and okay. I just learned that Cedric hasn't either. I've been to the Bahamas. So much. Well, he don't have a passport.
That's correct. I'm getting one next week.
So
2 weeks from now. Put my business out there like that.
We should go somewhere out the country. I got a passport to sit there collecting dust.
Let's make it happen.
I want to go to like Switzerland.
I'll go to Spain.
Let's go to both.
Yeah, we can backpack across Europe.
Okay. See, I didn't say that. I know people who do that. Would you ever travel alone?
I would. I was thinking about, I was just thinking about this. I don't know where I would go though. But before I start my new job, I have a week off. I was thinking I should take a trip. Like by myself.
By yourself.
Yeah, dolo.
I've never understood that, but I've seen so many people do it. Like when you go on a trip alone, you literally show up, you're at your hotel. Like, what do you do next?
You could do whatever you want to do. You don't have other opinions. I want to do this. I want to do that. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, I've traveled alone for work before, but then like I would go into the city dolo,
but
eat a restaurant.
You know people, and every time you go somewhere.
Well, I mean, most times, but
every single time.
But I didn't spend all my time with the people I knew that time. Like the time I'm talking about, I went to Chicago, mm-hmm. and I went, got on a train, went to get some pizza dolo. That's went to the Well, I did meet some friends, but
okay.
I made a new friend in the airport on the way to Chicago, and then we actually kicked it.
What kind of friend? Chicago.
No, just a random dude. Like, not that. I wish that.
Thought I was getting some dirt, y'all.
No dirt. I'm as clean as a whistle.
I know my list was sucky for 2022. That means I need to do some more reflecting, have some conversations with myself about what's next. Because, you know, people our age are having like the home conversation, and I don't think that's in my cards right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get a home right now. So maybe a few more years on that. New car. I'm too responsible to be like, I'm going to buy a new car next year. No, I'm not. I'm going to pay off my little Honda. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of in the boat of building, like where it's not, I don't know what's to come, but I know I'm building and working towards big things.
So when big things happen, you'll be ready.
Exactly. Exactly, because it's plan happenstance.
Ooh, there we go. You should trademark that term. You love that term.
I should, even though it's not mine. Yeah. I should copyright it.
But yeah. Also in 2022, that's when you can expect season 3 of The Invite. We'll give y'all a little break for the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, this will be coming out in a couple of days on Thursday. So we'll get y'all Thanksgiving, we'll get y'all Christmas, and we'll be back to y'all at the beginning of 2022. Woo. So with that being said, let us know what y'all want to see on Invited. Let us know what y'all have liked, mm-hmm. which there can't be many things you dislike, but if there's anything, let us know. And a lot of our guests we've been getting through referrals. So like I feel like half of the people we had on this past season, neither Tia or I knew personally. So,
which was fun.
Well, yeah, it's always cool meeting new people. Now we have new friends. It's like, exactly. Oh, hey, buddy. I'm here commenting on people's Instagram stories that I, you know, interview on the pod that I didn't even know prior to that.
Networking gets so fun because that's real. Like if we do go to a new city, hey, what can we do in the town? Yeah. Or let's link up, you know?
Like literally. So, so keep sending people our way. Even like a lot of our guests were like, ooh, I really enjoyed this. Like a lot of people that don't know us.
Yeah.
That we got through referrals really don't know what to expect.
They don't know what they're about to get into.
And then, but once we end the interview, they're like, oh, that was fun. They're like, oh, I'll send some more people your way. So, hey, keep sending people our way. Keep sending us feedback, whether positive or constructive. And we're going to keep building this thing, man. We're brick by brick, day by day, you know?
And I think that's a great time to kind of segue into the two things we really want to push. For all of our listeners, the Invited Podcast book list, which is a comprehensive list of all the books our guests have recommended.
Where can they find that?
So they can find that on our Linktree or in our Linktree, on our Twitter page, on our Instagram page. That Linktree houses every single link that you would ever want to find connected to us. So our YouTube, all of our podcast platforms, anything where you want to get connected with us, it'll be on the Linktree. And so that book list, I think, Cedric, we need to add some of our favorite books on that list
too.
That's true. And then as of recent, our last guest, Darion Henderson, his book that he wrote himself is on that list. And along with the Invited Podcast book list, we have a directory. So every single guest, if you want to find their website, their Twitter handle, their Instagram handle, you want to learn more about what they do, they will be listed on that directory.
That's also found in Linktree?
Yes, it is on the Linktree. It is active. It is live. You can go to it right now. Connect with these people. They want to connect with you. They want to branch out and reach out and to help and to talk. So reach out to these people if you're interested in anything that they do.
For sure. And the one thing I want to plug is, for me, I'm a visual person, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of our listeners don't know. All the episodes are on YouTube.
People don't know.
So I'm a visual person. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, quote unquote, I actually watch on YouTube. I love seeing the facial expressions, the laughs, the everything.
It changes.
So every episode that we've had this season, you can see the visuals. You can see me talking right now on YouTube. So go ahead and subscribe to that too, the Invited Podcast on YouTube. Yes. And Tia mentioned our Twitters and Instagrams, just for those who maybe are new to social media, maybe don't know. the Instagram is the Invited Pod. Mm-hmm. We tried to get the Invited Podcast, but someone had it, has it, and they haven't posted anything. So as soon as that releases, we're going to snag that up. But no, for now, it's the Invited Pod. The Twitter, the Invited Pod _. Mm-hmm. Somebody, I don't know why we did the underscore. Why that? So I think Invited Pod was taken. Yeah, but anyway, Invited Pod _. We're on Facebook too. Just type in the Invited Podcast.
If you're over 35, we're on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my grandma be listening to this, man.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that's where you can find all of us at. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you were about to end it.
I was.
Well, let's do one final question from each other.
One final question from each other. Yeah. Ask me a question then.
Cedric, this is a question we ask our guests often. Okay. Who is one person who you think deserves their flowers in your life and why?
Huh, interesting.
Great question to you.
No, that's kind of crazy because when I was thinking about questions I was going to ask you, give somebody a shout out, but now I have to think of a different question. I'm not going to do one person. I'm going to do, since I love when people listen to our podcast, I'm going to shout out a few people, like friends of mine that actually have podcasts. Yeah, okay. I think it's really cool, especially friends you might not talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still learn about them and what's going on in their lives just by listening. Like, people hit me up all the time. Like, I didn't know this about you. Oh. I didn't know that. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah. I'm going to shout out a few podcasts that I listen to that are actually made and done by friends of mine.
Okay.
So the Lux Hour podcast.
Yes.
So Alicia Kemp, Whitney Thompson, both guests on season 1. Mm-hmm. They have a podcast
about Black women in luxury.
Yeah, about Black women in luxury. I can speak for myself.
You didn't know what to say.
So yeah, they talk about luxury and different. Every episode is a different topic where they talk about finances or relationships or whatever the case may be.
Okay. Okay.
Career goals and aspirations. So shout out to those ladies. They're doing a great thing.
Yes.
Also, I didn't mention this. I was actually a guest on a podcast. I was on a guest on the Dead by Tomorrow podcast with Andrew and Daniel. Daniel used to be my boss in my old job. And they have a podcast about you could be dead by tomorrow. So we're going to equip you with things to live your best life today.
Come on.
So it's a series of interviews. They also touch on topics, so whether it be positive thinking or finance or whatever the case may be. So shout out to them. You can listen to my episode as well. I'm like episode 40 something. Check it out. And then the homies, it's not even out yet. My friends Gabby and Morgan, they're coming out. They're actually dropping Monday the 22nd, I want to say.
Okay.
With the Getting It Wrong podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's about women and just how you get things wrong and how you learn from your mistakes and how it makes you better for that. So again, I haven't listened to it yet because it's not out, but I'm sure it'll be great. So shout out to those three podcasts. And I'm excited to continue to listen to all of them.
That's awesome. And I'm excited to listen as well. Yeah. And I absolutely love engaging with the Lux, our podcast, on their Instagram, like the fashion games and which one would you like? Super fun. So keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, question for you. I'm not going to give you the shout out question.
Okay.
That's another question we've asked people.
Okay.
On our podcast.
Segment.
Huh?
Give me a fun segment question.
No, I was just about.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. What is the question we asked?
No, I was pausing for a dramatic effect. Pause. Okay. All right, listen. If you could give advice to anyone about anything, it's on a billboard. A message for anyone to see.
Uh-huh.
What would that message say? What do you want people to know? How do you want people to get better?
Why is your billboard doing that?
My billboard is moving back and forth because it's getting unlimited reach. It's reaching everyone in the world. What message would you want to give to the listeners to help them or not help them, hurt them, whatever. Whatever message. What message would you want to portray to our listeners?
It would, hope this doesn't sound cliche, but
it will if you say that.
I'm sorry, but it would be something along the lines of like a reminder that we were put on earth to help make each other's lives easier and to offer people grace. So those two go hand in hand. When you make someone's life easier, you're offering them grace and vice versa. And that's something I'm also working on right now. Road rage is huge. I'm not saying for myself. I'm saying that's a big thing for a lot of people. And when you really take a pause and you're like, what if they actually didn't see me on their left side? What if they did not intentionally cut me off? When you learn to give people grace, that makes their day easier. You're essentially helping them out. So just a reminder that we're all here to help make each other's lives easier. Do something kind for somebody. You know, maybe go out of your way to do something that's going to help someone out. Just remember that, you know, you see someone without something, if you can help, then help.
That wasn't as cliche as I thought it would be. Good job to you. Good job. But like we said, y'all, it's been a pleasure. Continue to talk to you. Continue to listen. Tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your father, everyone. And keep sending us, like I said, messages, feedback, guests. And we're gonna ramp it up for season 3, have some great guests for you. I'm not sure who yet, but I know they'll be great. So with that being said, it's another episode of the Invited Podcast in the season 2. That's a wrap. We'll talk to y'all not next week, but next year.
Talk to y'all later.